This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Alzheimer's is well on its way to supplanting cancer as the most dreaded disease confronting the baby boomer generation. And while it is a serious concern, some of those fears can be lessened through a better understanding of the disorder. Tipa Snow, a nationally recognized expert in the disease, is giving a series of training workshops for caregivers around the Bay Area this week, including one yesterday in Santa Rosa. When we caught up with her by phone at the Atlanta airport on her way to California, she first explained that Alzheimer's is actually a subset of the broader condition that is clinically called dementia.
And it means you have at least two parts of your brain that aren't working right. Alzheimer's is the most common type, but it's certainly not the only. There's approximately 70 to 80 different types of dementia. And whereas 10 years ago we said Alzheimer's was probably the majority or 80%, latest statistics, 50 to 60% are straight Alzheimer's. And others are different dementias or Alzheimer's plus another dementia.
Progressive memory loss is a characteristic of many, maybe even most forms of dementia. But Snow says there are specific patterns that are often indicators of the onset of Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's starts just with the immediate recall problems and difficulty holding on to new information. The classic signs are that people ask you the same things over and over again, and it's pretty clear they don't remember having asked or brought the subject up before. And the other piece of that is they keep telling you about old stuff over and over again, as well as sometimes getting lost and that kind of thing.
And Snow says the United States has the highest rate of Alzheimer's in the world.
In the last 10 years, we've had a 10% increase in this disease. So where it was about 4.5 million, it's now 5.3 million people in the U.S. are diagnosed with dementia.
The trend for aging adults in this country is likewise worrisome.
At age 65, only about 5 to 10% of the population will have the disease. But by the age of 85, it's expected that 40 to 50% of us will have some form of dementia.
The good news, Snow adds, is that changing poor lifestyle choices can delay the disease, especially changes that can also protect from adult-onset diabetes.
If you have adult-onset diabetes, you are 77% more likely to develop Alzheimer's at a younger age. We know that exercise really does make a difference. Aerobic exercise actually helps your brain stay healthier. We know that social engagement is important, being out with people, and we also know that not only eating sugar, but our cholesterol level matters. Poorly controlled hypertension is a very high risk factor.
This is a case where taking matters into one's own hands proactively is not just the best course of action, but just about the only available alternative.
We have some medications that are helpful to control symptoms. They help the person be the best they can be. They don't change the course of the disease. And every now and then, you've been hearing on the news, ooh, we've got a new treatment, we hope. And then when they do the next trial, they find it's not all that great. And that's because most of the initial research has to be done on animals, and then when we do it on human beings, our brains seem to function differently.
In the short term, Snow suggests, learning more about Alzheimer's and what to expect may be your best defense.
It's not all or nothing. We're talking on average 8 to 12 years to go through the disease, and early on, it is more like forgetfulness, but it's different. And then it gets to be more problematic. But we can make a difference all along the journey.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.